Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. I am Kayleen Welsh. Thanks for tuning in. Our topic for this episode today is Thank the Goddess, it's Taurus season. You know, the earth keeps turning, and as tumultuous and turbulent as life is for its people right now, the earth stays steady. It is our planet. It holds us even as the countries and peoples around the globe are rocked, as change unsettles us, as confusion abounds, and ugliness is showing up far too frequently. We've gone through cycles like this before, astrologically and the similar signs that we're seeing socially. We've gone through these stories before. You know, through the years of our human story, we've seen what is possible when absolute power corrupts absolutely. We've gone a few rounds of life now. We can look back and see what has happened historically and through the ages. And many scholars and philosophers and wise ones now say that we are at the turning of an age, that the planet is shifting into a new dimension requiring a higher level of consciousness. It's like our chance to see how we're doing, to look over these places and situations that we've experienced before. Are we ready and able now to choose a different response? So while lower frequency behavior is loud and attempting a major power grab, it's a last gasp for survival. The light is responding loud and clear. Courageous and bold people are using their voice to stand against racism, misogyny, cruelty, and greed, corruption. Neighbors and strangers, they're showing up to help those, you know, in need, people in crisis. Many people are and have been doing their personal work and the work of intergenerational work, attending to the traumas, wounds, and hurt spaces that have caused us all to react, so that we are no longer driven by unconscious fears and motivations. People across the world are building networks of energies for good, for cooperation and compassion, for inclusion and diversity, for truth. No more gaslighting or grandstanding or grandiosity. The focus is on creating a better world for all as the Aquarian age guides us. It is a time of great transformation, and everyone alive on the planet right now gets a ringside seat to this changing of an age. Yesterday, Saturday, April 19th, the sun moved into Taurus. Do you feel the difference? Check in with yourself. What do you notice about your mood? And in the life around you, what do you see? As you tune in to the changing rhythm of the universe, as you align and become more sensitive, you may feel these changes between the seasons. It's a change in the Earth's psychic atmosphere. And for this shift, we're shifting from the highly charged masculine radiations of Aries to the gentle caress of the Venus-ruled sign of Taurus. With the subtle energies of the Taurus archetype, we feel a sense of slowing down, getting rooted, finding a more steady, calm space. Things don't feel as immediate, that we're constantly jumping from this fire to that fire to another frying pan. Everything doesn't need our attention now. This is space to settle down, to catch your breath. Taurus, to get deliberate and practical, to get our hands in the dirt, to create something useful, functional. An earth sign, Taurus leans us toward peace, toward stability. It is the sign of Mother Earth and the Earth Mother who holds and tends, where we feel safe. So take a minute and breathe in its calming presence. Aries was a little more intense. Aries called us to be soldiers, heroes, knights, to find our passion and speak up about it. And of course, you know, we either bring that energy well in high expression, that awareness of our innate spark of the divine, or for many of us, it can come through lower expression states in anger, power over, control. Taurus soothes. Taurus is calling forth the peacemakers, the musicians, and the earth keepers, and the builders. It's time to get building. Taurus is also known in ancient wisdom teachings as the hierarchy of karma. According to Corinne Helene in Mystery of the Christos, it is under this sign, assisted by its polar opposite Scorpio, that in the last days of this age, both individuals and nations are clearing their karmic sheets in preparation for the incoming new day. She adds, under the hierarchy of Taurus, humanity is reaping a weighty toll from past causation. When we look at the various pieces of this puzzle, we can see similarities. We can see the places where we've been here before. We have an opportunity now to choose something different, to embrace the qualities of highest consciousness as best as we're able. Fearlessness, authenticity, joy, enthusiasm, beauty, universality, understanding, presence, purity, harmony, transformation, and harmlessness. These qualities of light override the lower density vibrations of racism, misogyny, control, cruelty, shame, blame. In humanity's history, in our past, we've all done things that have harmed. If you look at the trials and challenges of humanity's stories, it was brutal survival. I'm sure we all did things that were of lower consciousness. And we have an opportunity now to kind of check in and see where we're at. Are we able to form a different response? Is there enough of us that have risen in consciousness to be able to say no to marginalization, to judgment, to abuse, to say yes to compassion, to cooperation, to possibility, to see the potential for greater life? We have so much potential for something greater to be happening for all of us, to rise above the petty trials and tribulations that divide us and limit us. Uranus, the ruler of Aquarius, has been holding space in Taurus, laying the groundwork for us since March 6th of 2019, holding the space for a new Earth. Uranus is change. It is future. It is authentic and humanitarian. It is brilliant and genius. It holds individual autonomy even as it seeks the greater good for all. It finds the and. The soul quality to be developed in Taurus is beauty. There's a song that we sing in our song circle that the lyrics go, "Let me see the beauty every day and source my life from its presence." Ah, beauty, it's something that we take so for granted and that we've also got very distorted in our social expectations of beauty. But there's beauty all around us every day. So let me see the beauty every day. As I follow the beauty, it'll lead me to the things that are of higher good, higher consciousness, greater life. Today, it's Easter Sunday, and it's one of the latest possible dates for Easter, as it is one of the remaining holy days. It is the only remaining holy day determined by the stars. In fact, it is rare for Easter to land in Taurus season. Usually it occurs in the masculine energy of Aries. So this Easter, in its rare timing, is occurring in the feminine energy of Taurus, offering a softer, simpler, gentler energy for these intense times, and maybe reinforcing the rebalancing that is occurring as the divine feminine comes into greater alignment with divine masculine. These two principles are both undergoing drastic realignment. The Easter celebration is governed by the phases of the moon. Easter became fixed as the first Sunday following the first full moon day after the vernal spring equinox. But long before it became a Christian holy time, Easter has been a pagan festival of resurrection and triumph of life over human death and form. It is a reminder that there is so much more, that there is a continuity of life that goes beyond this human existence, like the life around us that withers and dies and comes back to life again. We are so much more. In this time of transformation on the planet, I find it fascinating to watch the ever-increasing merging of ancient truths and quantum science, giving us greater understanding of our place in the universe. These two sources of knowledge coming from opposite sides of the spectrum, woo-woo truths and science, but they come together to tell a cosmic story, one that's greater than any religious or cultural tradition. Both of these paths, as well as other religious traditions, are in actuality celebrating a deeper, primal, ancient story of death and rebirth, the continuity of life, of light overcoming darkness. There's a story about the goddess Astara when she first came to Earth at the very beginning of the world. She noticed how dark and cold everything seemed, and she knew that the life force and everything, was sleeping, waiting for its time to wake again. So she realized that she was sent to Earth to wake things up. Easter comes associated with spring equinox to wake things up. It's a drive to change. There's a renewal of energy. It's like a push to move our lives forward, like a seed coming up from the earth into the air. Move forward in some new, fresh, positive ways. Esoteric Christianity teaches that there is more to the Easter story of death and resurrection, that there is a deep and profound significance attributed to this time of year. This interview of Christianity prescribes that every event in the life of Jesus the Christ reflects parallel events in the life of every human as their divine awareness unfolds. This is the journey to Christ consciousness, to universal consciousness, to enlightenment. Spiritual teachings of many traditions say that humans are created to express their divinity, to learn to live in the image and likeness of God, Goddess. They teach that each human is capable, like Jesus the man, who was transformed into Jesus the Christ. We also are capable of becoming a God, but that matter is like a thick shell that we struggle to see beyond, to break through, and we have to break free. We have to transcend the limitations of matter, the challenges, fears, and hurts of human existence, the day-to-day stuff that bogs us down. We have to look a little bit wider, higher, broader to recognize and become aware of and to live this greater divine fullness. In this experience of this transition from the man to the Christ, through this experience, the cross of thorns is transmuted into a halo of light. Religious and spiritual understanding are two different things, and they both are undergoing radical change. Spirit is coming out of the confessional and into the community, out of dogma and into personal dharma, off the mountaintop and into daily life. It's coming out of the lone hands of the priests and pastors and into the many hands of the people. We are all holy. We are all meant to be whole. Sparks have been ignited in individual hearts, bringing that knowledge that we are the hands and voices of this mysterious divine. We are, as best as we are able, to bring the good to life in all our relations. This is the divine principle in each one of us, in every person. This is Christ consciousness. Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, and as he said, to us, all of you, my brothers and sisters, said that we're all children of God. And essentially that each of us will take our turn on the cross of matter and find our own resurrection and rebirth into greater life. The message of esoteric Christianity is that anyone who transcends the limitations and illusions of human life and discovers the truth of divinity within becomes Christed, the Christos. They who find the spark of the divine within and recognize this mysterious spiritual path as the way becomes an apostle of Christ, whether or not they've ever been baptized or even met a Christian, yet alone called themselves one. Spiritual rebirth or resurrection is the spiritual birthright of every human being. It is the path of the soul, regardless of religious affiliation. If there is one or there isn't, the path is the same. To walk this path, we learn to listen to and be guided by a higher consciousness, the soul, rather than the loud and vocal personality. When we're able to do that, soul leads, body, mind, and spirit align. We must be bold enough and courageous enough to deal with our own baggage, to see, transcend, and release all of our conditioned mindsets, limiting beliefs, and self-judgment. Because as each one of us does that, that becomes the greater we that shows up in the world. We have to be bold enough and courageous enough to see ourselves clearly. We have to be willing to be vulnerable and strive, you know, not by beating ourselves up, but out of a choice to ever more fully move into alignment with our divine blueprint. That's where we will live our fullness. We are to transcend the limitations of human life, recognizing that we are so much more. The planets and their movements through the zodiac are like God's billboard. They're like a live-action, real-time map pointing out, you are here. They are guidance, offering a rhythm and a coordinated, structured system to hold us, designed to support our evolutionary path from Homo sapien to Homo luminous. We are surrounded by signs and wonders, if only we have the eyes to see. So for this Easter, in this space of Taurus, there's a couple other key astrological markers that I'd like you to be aware of. Mercury, our planet of communication, curiosity, and connection, is direct. It had been retrograde. It's now gone direct, and it's going to return to 9 degrees Aries, which is March 29th solar eclipse point. That's where it began its retrograde. So it's going to return to that point, finishing up its backward and forward motion. It's going to come back to 9 degrees Aries this Friday, April 25th. As it comes out of shadow, we may have a much clearer understanding, or we may start to get a much clearer understanding of what is happening on a world level and what is ours to do at that point. I think we can expect some clear and powerful communication, some stuff that's been inner or underneath or like held in, is now going to come forward even in a more clear and powerful way. So there will be a lot of talk and sound bites, and I invite you to do what you can to sort it out with a little bit more discernment. You know, our Mercury retrograde was meant to take us, go back, review some things, look them over again, you know, get a new sense of, is that really how we think, or is that what we know, or is there something else that we need to be aware of? So as we bring our learning back to the table, and we see what happens in the world around us, I think it's going to be quite interesting. Mars, our masculine principle, with its drive, passion, and enthusiasm, I mean, that's all this Aries energy that we've been talking about. Mars rules Aries. It's now direct and back in the energy of Leo. It started its retrograde in December at 6 degrees Leo, moved back for an extra long time, spent a long time in Cancer, getting schooled in empathy, understanding, and effective leadership. It went direct again on February 23rd and will come out of shadow back to 6 degrees Leo on May 1st, and may show up in a more present, magnanimous, courageous, and dignified expression. At least that's what I hope. Venus, too. You know, these are these three main personal planets. Venus, too, is now direct and is getting back in the game after her retreat from Aries. She had, you know, stepped into Aries and then gone back for a support group rendezvous in Pisces. But now she's direct again. She's moving forward. And while she's still in Pisces, she will connect with Saturn in the North Node for reinforcement of her mission before moving back into Aries and this new identity, this new expression of feminine energy. She will emerge from her shadow, returning to 10 degrees Aries on May 15th. And in doing so, she also will activate that solar eclipse point of 9 degrees Aries. Remember, eclipses can pack some powerful punches, and we may not see their full impact for several months. March 29th was the solar eclipse. It was a new moon, so we were in the dark, hopefully tuning into an awareness of how we wanted our life to be happening differently. And then really focusing some intentions and consciously anchoring those intentions into our psyche. And just getting focused on what we want to see happening differently. So it's a powerful date to go back and reconsider. You know, what was happening for you then? What for you, for the greater world? You know, what was happening? I think these next weeks may demonstrate clearly with some real life events how all of these powerful celestial streams impact us humans. They'll be evidenced by events in the world around us. We are being sensitized and spiritualized. That's what Neptune has been doing to us for 165 some years. We've been sensitized and spiritualized, growing in consciousness. We are growing in awareness that we live within a much bigger picture of invisible and intangible energies. Evolving through eons, humanity has come to this point in time, this potent point in time, where a frequency flip is possible. We can disintegrate the heavy, dark energies and replace them with qualities of high consciousness, the soul qualities I mentioned earlier that expand life, beauty, joy, peace, harmlessness, understanding. Light can outshine the darkness, and the light here on the planet is growing rapidly. We have some building to do, and it might take a while, but a new world is possible. Oh my goodness, until next time, shine on. With that voice sweet as honey, birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Ooh.
sweet honey.